You are Locked On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Washington Football with the hosts of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. This is David Harris, and Chris Russell has today's episode off. But you can still find him over on Twitter at RussellMania621. Find me at THarrison82. And when we're not hosting this here podcast, you can find Chris over the Team 980, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, with his co-host Pete Medhurst. You can also find him covering your Washington Football Team in writing for SI.com. Find me covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Locked On Bucs podcast, also in writing for BucsNation.com, part of SB Nation. Find the show on Twitter at LockedWFTPod. Welcome to the show, new listeners and returning listeners. Please, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Leave us a rating and a review. Five-star reviews get read on the air from time to time, and it greatly helps other fans of the franchise find the show, just like you did. And we have seen an incredible spike in the offseason, which is actually pretty rare. Usually traffic goes down a little bit during the offseason, but we have seen a spike so far here in the early part of the offseason, so we greatly appreciate all of you who have been with us since before I began on the show on February 1st, back when Chris was the solo host. And we also appreciate all of you new listeners joining us here. And today we've got big news to talk about. Is on Tuesday, the NFL confirmed what was already being reported and speculated earlier in the week and then earlier in the offseason. And that is that the NFL is going to enact their 17-game regular season starting with the 2021 NFL season via a press release stating, quote, NFL clubs today approved at a virtual league meeting an enhanced season structure that beginning in 2021 will feature each team playing 17 regular season games and 3 preseason games for the first time. The NFL-NFLPA collective bargaining agreement signed in March of 2020 enables the league, with the approval of the union and its players, to enhance the regular season with a move to 17 games, providing fans an extra week of regular season NFL action. That decision was confirmed today, marking the first change to the season structure since the 1978 campaign ushered in an era of 16 regular season and 4 preseason games. It follows the March 18th announcement of long-term media distribution agreements providing fans greater access to NFL games than ever before, end quote. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell also released a statement in the same press release stating, quote, this is a monumental moment in NFL history. The CBA with the players and the recently completed media agreements provide the foundation for us to enhance the quality of the NFL experience for our fans. And one of the benefits of each team playing 17 regular season games is the ability for us to continue to grow our game around the world, end quote. The press release further states that the 17th game will feature teams from opposing conferences in the same place in their divisions in the previous seasons, which means the NFC East will be playing the AFC East and the Washington Football Team will travel to the Buffalo Bills during the 2021 regular season. So NFC teams getting 9 road games this season, AFC teams getting 9 home games. Next year, the NFC teams will have 9 home games and the AFC will have 9 road games. Going out through the division, the New York Giants will visit the Miami Dolphins, the Dallas Cowboys will travel to the New England Patriots, and the Philadelphia Eagles will play in New Jersey against the New York Jets. Chris talked about this a little bit on yesterday's episode, talking about how it adds just kind of one more strain to an already tough schedule for the Washington Football Team, playing that first place schedule. Now they're going to play a team that was competing in the AFC Championship game just 1 year ago. So that news now final after being reported earlier in the week, and then of course it was speculated on during the earlier parts of the offseason, and then the preseason shrinking down to 3 games, and that is significant, guys, in several ways. But for me, I'm going to be curious to see how NFL teams adjust. I think that common logic is probably going to assume, right, and that's always dangerous to do until you see what the actual product is, but typically that third game considered the dress rehearsal, and then the fourth game the veterans and the starters usually take the day off, and you usually have you go deeper into your depth chart, deeper into your full roster, and that's where you kind of get the Adam Humphreys of the world. Going back to his time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Adam Humphreys may not be a thing if it weren't for those fourth preseason games and his opportunities to play as a depth piece, get some time on the field, get some snaps, show what he can do, turned into a big-time contributor for the Buccaneers, spun that into a starting contract with the Tennessee Titans, of course. As we chronicled, injuries kind of derailed that experiment, and now back healthy again, feeling refreshed, new contract here in Washington, getting set to play for the Washington Football Team, rejoining his teammate from Tampa, quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. So we'll see, because if you have that second game as the dress rehearsal before that third game, and is the third game going to be more depth than that first game, right? I mean, usually your first preseason game of the year, your starters play like a quarter. Some teams only play like a drive, you know what I mean? It just kind of depends on how it goes and what their situation is. But typically you don't see starters play a full half in the first game, I don't think. So, I mean, how is that going to change? You don't want to go from one quarter to a full dress rehearsal, do you? I don't think you do. So I think you want to go for half football. So it'll be interesting to see how teams adjust it. Probably a slight change, you know what I mean? But we'll see how people want to adjust it. And then I know some people are concerned about the quality of games, adding a 17th regular season game. Are players going to be too tired? Are they going to get that second bye week? Those are all things that I think have to be worked out. But I think that some of them anyway have already been worked out, as the NFL has announced in the same press release, the start of the 2021 NFL season, and that will begin Thursday night. Presumably not totally confirmed yet, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing September 9th to kick off the regular season that Thursday, and the season will end January 9th, 2022. That, again, is Sunday. The 2022 Pro Bowl is scheduled to be played February 6th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, and that's interesting because this year's Super Bowl was played February 7th, and the Super Bowl next year, Super Bowl 56, being played at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, is scheduled to be played February 13th. So Valentine's Day weekend, a lot of people will be celebrating Valentine's Day during that weekend as it falls on a Monday. Might have to shift some of your plans. So hopefully you're in a football celebrating relationship if you want to see the Super Bowl that weekend. And that, guys, is going to wrap up our segment one of today's episode here of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Segment two, you're going to hear from NFL Network's Bucky Brooks, as Chris was able to secure an interview with Bucky, of the NFL Network, of the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah over there, one of my favorite former scouts, NFL personalities, NFL draft personalities, Bucky Brooks. Unfortunately, Chris did try. He said he did try, and I believe him. He did try to get Bucky on during a time when I could have been a part of the interview. Unfortunately, Bucky was only available while Chris was on the radio. Therefore, Chris and his co-host Pete Methurst, who does a great job over there, of course, the Team 980, doing the honors of having the interview with Bucky. We are hoping, we're shooting to hopefully maybe get Bucky back on the air sometime here directly at the podcast. So stay tuned for that. But we're going to come up here in segment two, and you're going to hear part of that conversation, a really great conversation between those gentlemen there. And we're going to do that thanks to sponsors like Built Bar. We've been telling you about Built Bar for a while now. It's the best tasting protein bar on the market. They're amazing, low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting, and they're all covered with 100% chocolate. And now it's time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It's time for Built Bar Madness. I don't have a Dickie V impression, so you're going to miss out on that. Today's matchup in the tournament is Mint Brownie versus Coconut Brownie Chunk. And you guys, if you've been listening to us and you've been listening to these, you already know where I'm going with this. Mint Brownie is getting my vote. If you want to cast your vote, go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. Remember, while you're at BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Come back tomorrow to see who won today's matchup and which bar will become the best tasting protein bar of them all. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Back now for segment two here at the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. David Harrison on Twitter @dharrison82. Find my co-host Chris Russell at WrestleMania61. Find the show at Locked WFT Pod. As I promised at the end of segment one there, guys, we're going to kick off segment two. You're going to hear the conversation between Chris Russell, Pete Medhurst, and NFL Network's Bucky Brooks, courtesy of the Team 980.
Welcome back to the show. A lot to talk about with our upcoming guest, one of the best in the business, especially at this time of the year when we're trying to make heads or tails of what teams are going to be doing as it pertains to the NFL draft. Gargantuan day here on this Friday. Bucky Brooks joins us from the NFL Network. He, Daniel Jeremiah, of course, put together the great Move the Sticks podcast. It is a absolute must listen to year round for fans of the National Football League, and especially after events of days like today. Bucky, Pete Medhurst, and Chris Russell here in D.C. Appreciate a few minutes today. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm good. How you got?
Good, Bucky. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Bucky. Let's make heads or tails of what has occurred here today. First, the 49ers move into the three spot. Mm. In your mind, who are they targeting there at that particular point?
I mean, it's a quarterback. We just don't know which quarterback. And they have to be nimble, because they can target a quarterback, but it doesn't mean they're going to be able to get it, because the Jets hold the second pick. And so we can think and speculate that it's a foregone conclusion that Zach Wilson is going to the Jets, but you still don't know. What if they trade the pick? And what if one of the guys that you've targeted is not there? So to me, it means that the 49ers are comfortable with any of the three after Trevor Lawrence. Wilson, Fields, Lance, they're comfortable with any of those guys. And I know people are talking about Mac Jones, but if they traded all of that to get Mac Jones, good luck to them.
This kind of reminds me of when Mike and Kyle Shanahan, well, they weren't the ones necessarily that made the trade back in 2012 up to number two, and they said they were comfortable with either Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin III, right? And as it turned out, we know they got Robert Griffin III. My question to you, Bucky, was just following up on this, is it possible that Robert Saleh, the former 49er defensive coordinator, now the Jets head coach, gave some sort of wink-wink, nudge-nudge assurance to Kyle Shanahan saying, ha, you know, we're not going to take a quarterback there at number two. We're keeping Darnold, and we're going somewhere else. So you don't have to move up to number two. You can sit at number three and get the guy you want.
No. I don't think it probably went down like that. I think what happens is when you're the Niners, you want to come up from where they were coming up from 12, you put in phone calls to everybody. Jaguars, you willing to come out? Nope. Jets, you willing to come out? Nope. And then you set up with the Dolphins and you throw them a package that they're willing to take. Then you're there. You have to be able to be comfortable with some of the uncertainty in terms of who you're going to get, but knowing that I like the talent that is available to me at that spot. You only move up in the draft to get guys that are special or quarterback. And so they have a quarterback that they're targeting, and they're fine with any of those three.
Bucky, Brian Flores certainly indicating from what the moves today that, A, they are happy with Tua, and he's willing to hitch his wagon to Tua. But also, when you look at the Dolphins now, man, they are in pretty good shape here to be decent for a while if they get, you know, production out of the picks that they've acquired here. And if you're Brian Flores, you can't ask for, I think, a much more supportive situation in your first head coaching opportunity based on the moves they've made here now over the last couple of years where they've turned Laremy Tunsil into a ton.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what you want. You want to be able to have enough capital that you always have the opportunity to move up and down and to acquire the kind of players that you know you need. And so what they've been able to do is basically they made Laremy Tunsil Thanksgiving dinner. They had dinner, then they had sandwiches, then they had stew. They had it for days and days and days over Thanksgiving weekend. And they're going to continue to be able to parlay those picks because they put themselves in a position to even have insurance against Tua Tagovailoa not being great. If he's not great this year, they have multiple picks in next year's first round to maybe, hey, I can get up. I can see what's out there next year. Maybe we need a quarterback. So they've done a really good job of putting themselves in a position to always be players.
Bucky Brooks from the NFL Network and, of course, the Move the Sticks pod with Daniel Jeremiah with us. You can follow Bucky on Twitter at Bucky Brooks, and watch him, God, I can't speak right now, on the NFL Network, of course, leading up to the NFL draft. Bucky, I know you put out a mock draft the other day, and I believe it was before Washington signed Adam Humphries. You went with Heisman Trophy winner DeVonta Smith as your pick at number 19. Certainly that makes sense, and I could still see it happening, even if he was on the board. But my question is, with Humphries now in the fold and signing Samuel last week, does it kind of change your prism at all in terms of a need or an outlook for Washington? Do you stay away from wide receiver? Or, again, if a guy like Smith is there, you just take the best talent on the board?
If Smith is there, I think they pull the trigger. One, they have an affinity for Alabama players. Two, they have a need for another big-time wide receiver. Adam Humphries is a good player. I wouldn't say he's a great player. Adam Humphries' presence on the roster wouldn't preclude me from taking what I would perceive to be an upgrade at the position. That said, they have a team that can line up and play at wide receiver. So now you turn your attention to other areas. Where could they go? Maybe cornerback. That would be a good situation to get that. Can they find another dynamic player along the offensive or defensive line? I think I would focus my efforts probably on the trenches or at one of those marquee spots outside at corner.
Bucky, we know the quarterbacks are obviously going to be the early run. In your mind, what is the next position where we get a run at? Is it wide receiver, or especially if you're looking for a left tackle? I think in terms of left tackles, the pickings are slim here. There's a lot of guys that project to right tackle and guard eventually in the league. But if you want that bell cow left tackle, I think there's only a couple of legitimate options here. Which position makes that run after quarterback in your mind here in this first round?
I mean, I think offensive tackles are going to make a run. I think there could be as many as six or seven first-round offensive tackles. I think we have to kind of get out of the way of or get out of the business of labeling guys left tackle, right tackle, because now what teams are doing, if you say, oh, I'm just going to put a slug at right tackle, well, the best pass rusher lines up over top of him at left defensive end. So you need to have two high-end bookends to be able to play great offense. And so the Redskins will certainly need to upgrade the offensive line. Finding a tackle, any tackle would certainly help them. This year you actually have tackles that have grades that match their talent. And so if there's a tackle that is there at 19, certainly it could be an upgrade. Certainly has to be something that they consider.
So we you know, obviously Washington has been, I guess, lauded is maybe the best way to put it for a bunch of their free agent signings, most notably Fitzpatrick, Curtis Samuel, and William Jackson III. Can you give us a quick thumbnail on your perspective and opinion on those three picks specifically and whether you like them or don't like them?
I like Curtis Samuel because I think he's explosive. He gives you a unique playmaker to incorporate into the game plan, not only as a pass catcher but as a runner. You think about him and Antonio Gibson, you now have some toys to play with. I like William Jackson at corner because he's long, he's rangy. He plays the kind of style that works for how Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera want to play. Kind of reminds me not of Josh Norman in Washington, but the Josh Norman that played at Carolina that made a lot of plays. I think he can be that kind of player in that system. Ryan Fitzpatrick, to me, is a bit of a head-scratcher, only in terms of this team plays well when they don't turn the ball over. They play good defense. They're a little more conservative in their approach. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a gunslinger. And with that gunslinging comes turnovers. And so he's a great feel-good story for what he was able to do in Miami at times. But remember, they sat him down because he was turning the ball over. And so can he take care of the football in Washington? Because this is the team that already won the division a year ago. If they take care of the football, they can win a ton of games. So it's on Ryan Fitzpatrick to take care of the football. If he does it, they win again. He's my only concern when it comes to it.
All right, again, great stuff there from Bucky Brooks of NFL Network joining Pete Medhurst and Chris Russell, my co-hosts here, but also Pete Medhurst, co-host on Team 980. Thanks to them for that audio there. And that's going to wrap up our segment two, guys. We're going to come back to segment three with some news and a little bit of a feel-good story here. And all that is going to be brought to you in part by betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, whether it be NBA, college basketball, hockey, baseball is coming up, awards, TV shows, reality TV. BetOnline.ag has got updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds you need. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Use your mobile device or your computer to sign up, and when you make your first deposit, use a promo code LOCKEDON, and you will get a 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at BetOnline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Are you ready for the NFL draft? Join Locked On NFL Draft host Trevor Sikkema and Benjamin Solak as they give you their latest positional rankings and analysis on the 2021 NFL draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts and catch the rest of that interview. If you want to go back, go to the Team 980 website or find the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, formerly the radio.com app. Now it's Odyssey. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can find all of that. You can find all that great content and the rest of that interview again with NFL Network's Bucky Brooks, David Harrison here back on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Chris Russell has today's episode off, but you can find us both on Twitter. Me at DHarrison82. Find Chris at RussellMania621. Find the show at LockedWFT. A little bit of news as we wrap up. Alabama, Ohio State, and Washington all held pro days. And the big story coming out of Alabama, I think, has got to be quarterback Mac Jones looking good at times and then not looking so good at times, sailing on some deep balls. And that's not what you want to see from a pocket passer. If you're going to be a pocket quarterback and a guy that really doesn't have a lot of mobility outside the pocket, you've got to be able to hit those receivers, especially when they're open, especially when they're in shorts and t-shirts. You got to be able to hit them. With the lack of the NFL Combine this year, that is going to weigh heavily on some evaluations. I don't know how much it's going to impact him really, but at the end of the day, that was his really big chance to make himself some money. He certainly didn't make himself some money. I think scouts and NFL teams will probably rely on the tape a little bit more and some of the Senior Bowl stuff that he did instead of the pro day, but you definitely want to see a quarterback go out there and perform better under that kind of a pressure and that kind of a situation. And someone stealing the show that Washington actually might be interested in is Landon Dickerson, who was seen doing a cartwheel behind the quarterback during his interview. Several tweets going out about that. Dickerson, 6'6", 325 pounds, 2020 Remington Award winner for the best college football center. And I understand the Washington football team, generally speaking, has the center position figured out. But what is a center? He's an interior offensive lineman. And the Washington football team could certainly use another interior offensive lineman. Not saying that he's going to be high on their board or that they're necessarily going to go after him. But anytime you need offensive line help and you see an offensive lineman with some ACL injury concerns doing cartwheels at his pro day, I think you feel pretty good about where that player's head is going to be at. Moving over to the Ohio State Buckeyes, plenty of Ohio State representation on the roster already. Could Washington football be seeing more Ohio State players coming to them? Possibly. It is possible as we get closer and closer to draft night, but one Buckeye we can be pretty sure is not going to be coming to Washington anytime soon other than to play against them possibly is Justin Fields, the quarterback. Had a really good pro day and solidified himself in the minds of a lot of people as at least the number three quarterback in this class, if not the number two. But another guy that Washington might be interested in, Wyatt Davis, had a really good pro day on Tuesday, as did running back Trey Sermon. Edge rusher Jonathan Cooper also making himself some money probably today. And then looking over at the Washington Huskies, defensive tackle Levi Onwuzurike really, really solidified himself as a potential day one target. Again, not a guy the Washington football team is going to look at, but a guy who stood out. Someone that Washington could look at, cornerback Keith Taylor, who had himself a pretty solid Senior Bowl performance as well, had a pretty good performance at the Washington Pro Day. So certainly turning some heads there. So a big day on the pro day circuit as we get going. And then speaking of Ohio State and guys who joined Washington football out of that university, some news, I suppose we want to call it news, some social media news coming out a couple days ago. Washington football team defensive end star Chase Young is going to be appearing on a future episode of Family Feud. The episode reportedly will air this summer, and it includes Chase Young and other young NFL stars taking on the NFLPA Legends group. So Willie McGinnis in the picture the Washington football team put out there on Twitter on Sunday. And, of course, both sides of player teams will be playing for charity, with a winning team getting a nice little chunk of money to add to their charities of choice while providing some comedy for the offseason for football fans to look forward to. So look forward to seeing your defensive end, Defensive Rookie of the Year, Chase Young, joining Steve Harvey and some other NFL stars on the Family Feud here soon, coming up in the summer. Guys, that's going to do it for me here on today's episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team. Again, a reminder, if you've got a mock draft, we want to see it. Hit us up on Twitter at dharrison82, at WrestleMania621, or at LockWFTPod, and we'll go over some of those mock drafts that you guys put together for the Washington Football Team franchise. Now, we're all talking about names and logos and branding, but draft season's coming up before any of that stuff comes up. Presumably, I guess you can never say never, but I don't expect the new name and logo and all that stuff to be revealed before this year's NFL draft, at least before the NFL draft. They'll let that go before they release all that information. So again, if you've got a mock draft that you want to share with us, get our reactions to, drop those again on Twitter at LockWFTPod or at WrestleMania621 or at DHarrison82. That's where you can find me, my co-host Chris Russell, and the show on Twitter tomorrow. Chris and I should be back together if all the stars align and everything works out right. We will be back together. But until then, thank you for joining us. If you're out and about, please be safe, be kind to one another. And thank you for listening in to the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.